जैसे लैटरली जी के रंग हिस्ट्री फिजिकल पेशेंट ने बीए और एन एस बीए और एन एस बॉन्स जॉन JOHN डेट ऑफ बर्थ 9/29/1947 प्लेस फ्यूचर किड्स और विलेज डेट ऑफ सर्विस 2/18/2024 2/18/2024 इज इनिशियल हिस्ट्री फिजिकल कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव विजिट एवेल्युएशन हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रेजेंट इलनेस दिस 76-year-old मेल ही वाज एडमिटेड टू यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ मैरीलैंड हॉस्पिटल पेशेंट वाज ब्रॉट to the emergency room because patient was reported by the son that he blacked out. Patient has a known history of CVA with the right side weakness, urothelial cell cancer with ileal conduit. CUNDUIT, gouty arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, AVNRT, patient did not have eaten for the last 4 or 5 days because of no appetite. He was in the rehab and recently came from the rehab to home. Patient evaluated in the emergency room. No nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Patient has urostomy, U-R-O-S-T-U-M, urostomy tube on the right side of the abdomen. As per wife, son was staying with the patient and he was noted to be unresponsive and asked if he could hear his son. Patient stated he could. Due to concern for stroke, he was brought to the ED. Apparently, after the rehab, since he was home, patient was not eating enough, not doing well. In the emergency room, his hemoglobin was 5.4. Type screen done, he was blood transfusion ordered. In the rectal exam, he has a melanotic appearing stool. CT abdomen pelvis was done that showed increased size and soft tissue mass in the presacral vertebral region, with the bony erosion of anterior L5 vertebral body like tumor. Also has low density right psoas muscle, suspicious for abscess as well as right hydroureter nephrosis. New mild left hydronephrosis, GI consulted, patient admitted to the medical team. Work of a GI bleed. Patient was managed in the hospital for anemia, severe AKI, leukocytosis, thrombocytosis, hydronephrosis in the right, sacral mass, clear cell urothelial carcinoma, metabolic acidosis, malnutrition. Patient has extensive history, as I mentioned, with complicated multiple problem. Hematology consulted because of severe anemia and the mass. Recommended bone marrow biopsy, which was obtained. That was done by intervention radiology.
Okay.
Bone marrow biopsy did not show any evidence of myelodysplastic syndrome. In the hospital patient, was monitored. Patient was noted to have complex enterobacter infection, resistant to ceftriaxone, and was given dabaquin based on sensitivity every 48 hours due to patient renal function. Patient also has a bone marrow biopsy, showed no evidence of myelodysplastic syndrome. Your procedure done to drain psoas abscess. Culture did not grow anything. Patient has seen the infectious disease, antibiotic transition to augmentin and doxycycline. No fever, no white cell count. Repeat imaging did not show possible second non-conducted fluid collection in the pre-sacral region. Infectious disease recommended 8 weeks of antibiotic and end of the antibiotic will be 3/25/2024, 8 weeks complete total. No further episode of bleeding. January 27 did have bleeding from the ileal conduit, given 1 unit of PRBC. Did also have 2 further episodes of drop and hematocrit required TRBC transfusion. Recurrent acute and chronic anemia with a bleeding. Iron deficiency also noted. IV iron was given. PTOT did reevaluate patient and recommended subacute rehab placement. Patient discharged to subacute rehab. Patient overall, when I saw the patient is very weak, he is forgetful, disoriented, not able to give proper answer. Hospital management treatment, psoas abscess, L4, L5 discitis, possible pre-sacral abscess. Because of psoas abscess, discitis, and osteomyelitis concern, in number 4 and number 5 vertebral, ID is recommended to complete 8-week course of doxy and augmentin. Pyelonephritis of UTI treated. Anemia required blood transfusion with GI bleed was stopped. IV iron deficiency, IV iron given for 3 days while inpatient. Because of ileal conduit, pyelonephritis, urology was also consulted. Percutaneous nephrostomy tube was placed. Multi-persistent the liver and kidney, severe right side weakness, generalized weakness, diabetes. Stabilized and patient sent here. Rash Medical History, number 1, AV and RT, AV nodary and tachycardia, CVA, right side weakness, right arm contracture, diabetes, GFD, gout, ileal conduit, hypertension, osteomyelitis, lumbar spine, rheumatoid arthritis, urothelial cancer, Stelfost, ileal conduit. Social history, recently he was leaving home, married, no alcohol, no drug, family situation, couldn't tell. River system, the headache, indigenous, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no bleeding at present, musculoskeletal, no swelling. Endocrinopathy, urinopathy, allergies, not known. Physical exam, patient awake, alert. Memory impaired, he's forgetful, not able to answer the question properly. Vital stable. Hydratomic normal, cardiac diuretic, no VNA discharge, necks up, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart essence to hold on soft, valves on positive. The fast me tube in place. The fast me was placed because I do a full set and pyelonephritis, UTI treated. Assessment. Patient is admitted. With the ambulatory dysfunction, generalized weakness, CV of the right side weakness. Next line, acute drop in hemoglobin and hematocrit, suspected GI bleed, status post multiple blood transfusion, while in the hospital, currently stable. No patient follow-up for colonoscopy, AGD was advised by GI, has been evaluated by GI at University Hospital. Osteomyelitis, lumbar spine, initially IV antibiotic given, subsequently switched to doxy and augmentum. Next line, SOAS, PSOAS, SOAS abscess. Next line, iron deficiency anemia. Episode of syncope, uncreated etiology. History of rheumatoid arthritis, malnutrition and poor oral intake, AKI. Metabolic acidosis, malnutrition, sacral mass, plan of care will continue all the current medications as advised, monitor CVC, CNP, and electrolyte, PGOT, local skin care. Care plan discussed with nursing staff. This is the end of the education. Thank you.